B-Pod Studios.
Morning show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool,
yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
Brought to you by MyPillow.com. Get a better night's sleep with two sets of MyPillow's luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets for one low price and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, code SUMMER for discounts on many favorites. LBF, what's cool?
I have a really fascinating story about an American Legion post and a Norman Rockwell painting.
Love Norman Rockwell.
Right? Who doesn't?
Americana. Mm-hmm. Right? Thanksgiving.
Yes. Oh, you're going to love this story, Bob.
Okay.
You're going to love it.
Okay. Brian, what do you got?
Wait up. I do the Pan Mass Challenge every year. The big check presentation was yesterday. I'll tell you the number we hit for the fundraising this year.
It's a doozy.
Amazing.
It really is amazing and inspiring. And I'm going to tell you why you need to know more about Manfred Steiner.
Okay.
Manfred Steiner.
I love a Manfred.
Well, you're gonna, this Manfred should be an inspiration to all of us.
Okay, great.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so picture it. 1959, Winchendon. There's an American Legion post, and a local priest like, here, I'm going to give you this Norman Rockwell print and $500, and take the $500 and make sure that, you know, keep this place nice. So they're like, thanks so much. And they hang the little print up. It's, you know, that night. Years go by. Mm-hmm.
Winchendon still looks the same.
Yeah, Winchendon. They're smoking. They're drinking. Some guy walks in, like, you know, a couple of years ago and says, I'll buy that for $500, that Norman Rockwell thing. They're like, maybe it's worth something. Well, they took it to the Norman Rockwell Museum. Turns out it's an OG, and it's worth a $4 million.
Oh, my God.
Which
one is it?
It's the one, it's called Home for Thanksgiving.
What?
It's the one.
Are they all serving? Dad's got the turkey.
A different one. He's coming home and his mom's peeling potatoes. Always coming home.
Yeah.
And then, so now the American Legion in Winchendon has fallen into disrepair. So they're going to sell it and then fix up the American Legion in Winchendon, which was actually the original reason the guy donated the money.
I love American Legion.
Yes. I love it. There's an... Fun fact, Canton, Massachusetts, high school, there's an American Legion. There's a bar on the campus of Canton High School.
That's
and
pretty
you wonder
sweet,
where, why I am?
No, we don't.
Anyway, they're going to fix up the Legion. They're going to sell that. And isn't
that
cool?
Yeah, I got to see this thing. He was great, Norman Rockwell. Americana.
Have you been to that museum?
I have not. It's out west, right?
Yeah. Well, not like west, like past the Pike, like the Pike West.
That's
not
out
like
west.
Colorado
yeah,
west.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
no. The west thing, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to go. You'd love
Pike
it.
I'd love it.
You know
what?
Would.
I think I will. Thank you, LBF. Some cold winter weekend.
Yeah.
For the road trip. All right, Brian, what's cool?
All right, so Billy Starr and the gang at Pan Mass Challenge announced yesterday they had a nice big video presentation. I'll put the link up, but the donation for this year and everyone who rode and donated and volunteered, it was great. To get back out on the roads.
Mm-hmm.
And back in 2019, they set the record with $63 million. But, you know, this year they said, well, it's been a tough year, so we're going to go for like $52 million. Okay. And then they raised it to $54 million. And yesterday they announced $64 million. They cut a check.
Amazing.
To the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute for $64 million. Thanks to everybody who donated.
Are they close to a billion now?
They're at $831 million raised for Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund since 1980.
That's crazy.
So it's amazing. So great job, everybody.
You're going to get to a billion.
It's oh yeah.
And you'll still be here riding for it.
I hope so.
Yes, because I think you're probably about maybe 3 or 4 years away from
hitting that. It's amazing. It's really great.
Really
so thank you, everybody. It's just a great organization.
You can't say enough good stuff about that. Okay. So you're asking yourself, Bob, why do I need to know about Manfred Steiner? Go ahead.
Bob, why do I need to know about Manfred Steiner?
Thanks
I'm glad you
along.
Asked.
I knew you weren't going to play
nope,
along.
I don't play
she
along.
Doesn't play along with others. Okay, this guy is driven for his age. Manfred Steiner was a medical doctor until he retired 21 years ago. Okay? Dr. Steiner retired 21 years ago. Did he go to West Palm? Did he go to Boca? He did not. No. He always wished he'd been a physicist instead. So he went back to school at Brown University, and he just got his PhD in physics at the tender old young age of 89.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. 89.
Kidding me?
He just got his degree in physics after being a doctor all those years.
That's amazing.
I thought you'd like it, Manfred Steiner. So
89.
Remember when you? Yeah.
I like feel like my brain just doesn't learn new things. Well, I bet you feel that too.
No, I just feel the American Legion has been, you know,
an complicit influence in that. On you.
Yeah, so. So today we salute Manfred Steiner.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's a great story. 6:18, good morning. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Good morning. It's 6:23. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. It's Thursday. It's going to be sunny and 50 today. And tomorrow, Friday, some clouds in the morning. Saturday, it's going to be 53 and sunny. And don't forget, set the clocks back. There
go,
because daylight saving is going to be Sunday morning. It's going to be dark at night, but you get that extra hour of sleep. This is the good one.
Okay.
We like this one.
We like this one.
We like this one. Nancy checking in this morning. Hey, Nancy, what's going on?
Hour and turned on the radio and heard the tail end of the Orlando trip thing, but did you mention which hour it's going to be in today?
It's in the 9 o'clock hour.
Okay, thank you.
So you just got out of the shower.
All right, Bob.
Well, what, I mean, I want to make sure, do you listen to us whilst in the shower?
No.
Well, no, because it's too loud.
Yeah.
It's too loud. LBS too loud.
How many people in the shower?
No.
Oh, LBF, it's not you. The water's loud.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Yes. So, I just love the vision of people.
The shower?
Well, you know, everywhere listening to the show.
Oh.
They could be anywhere.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
Hey, Nancy, you're our first caller of the day.
I know.
So what are you doing today, Nancy?
Well, Ryan I'm going off to work as usual, but it's my birthday, so you guys can be the first ones to wish me a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Nancy.
Thank you.
That's exciting. Thank what are you going to do for your birthday?
I'm going out to dinner with friends tonight.
Nice. That's great.
Hey, if you're buying. Right?
Who's
if they're buying.
They're buying.
I'm
it's
flying.
Her birthday.
That's
they're
what I'm
buying.
Saying. They're buying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Where are we going?
Oh, we have a very exciting night of trivia at the 99.
Oh, that's fun.
They have the best Buffalo fans.
I love
though.
Trivia. And they, yeah.
Well, good. So yeah. We won the last time we went, so we're going on our prize winnings this time around.
You got to sign up for Super Smart. Have you done that yet?
No, I haven't. Oh. That intimidates me.
No, don't let it intimidate
we're
you.
We're the same three goofballs you're talking to now.
Right now.
Yeah.
The same weirdo who's asking about the shower.
Well, I'm just, you know, interested. So to speak. Nancy, have a great birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
Poor Nancy.
People regret calling.
Yeah,
I wonder. It's like, you hang up first. No, you hang up.
No, yeah. Bye.
She just wanted to know. She just wanted to know what time we're doing our vacation today to Universal Orlando giveaway today. It is going to be, again, like she said, 9 o'clock hours. So
all
there
right.
You go.
Nice.
She should sign for Super Smart. She's playing trivia.
I know, right?
At the 99.
Yeah, and winning.
Take on a bar full of Yahoos.
Yes.
Be no problem.
Exactly.
Whilst drinking.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Buffalo Fingers?
Buffalo Fingers.
Good, huh?
Yeah, delish.
Blue cheese on the side?
Yeah. A little extra hot sauce.
Well.
Boom.
I like it.
Yep.
Okay, LBF, Dirty Laundry, what do you got?
Okay. Finally, the creator of The Sopranos reveals the fate of Tony Soprano. That's it. The
really?
End. You remember that final scene?
Yeah. He's going
to
reveal
it. Cut to black?
I thought it was whatever you want it to be.
Nope. Yeah. No, it isn't.
Wow. I just did a total German Shepherd head tilt when you said that. Yeah. I think I leaned in on it.
Yeah, right?
Like, what?
Yeah.
It doesn't work so much on the radio, but you,
no.
Know, you saw it.
No, but I saw
all right,
it.
Good. Okay.
Yeah. All right, who's the dog in the scenario?
I'm listening, so it would be me. Okay. All right, 627, Brian Bell, check roads, please.
Yes, brought to you by the